This episode is brought to you by Sgaru Emporio. Founded in 2019, Sgaru is a South African clothing house that offers premium quality apparel. We are a modernized house that offers modern style clothing that will remain timeless throughout the years, while screaming the best on nothing. Our fine craftsmanship assures us a position amongst South Africa's most desired brands. We are known for instilling a culture of chasing your dreams amongst our valued customers. Remember, to get the discounted offers, visit www.sgaru.com. Again, www.sgaru.com. Now back to the show.
It can't. It definitely can't be prevented. It's something you don't see coming. It's something you don't plan. It just comes. Welcome to the first edition of 5 Minutes with Lawrence. I'm your host, Lawrence. Amazing Chanel, she's a good friend of mine. And today we're going to be discussing a serious matter. It's something that's really close to me because I too have been in this kind of situation. The topic today is about depression, and it's something I feel like people don't really take it that seriously. It's something that affects a lot of people silently. And yeah, I did a few researches. I found out that depression at its worst can lead to suicide. And more than 800,000 cases of suicide are reported in annual. So in my opinion, I view it this way. Life is hard, and sometimes it's hard to comprehend life, even in a basic level. So, according to me, or something that I've learned is, life has to put you, sometimes it has to put you in a corner where there's no more freestyling your way out. It just has to reveal to you and show you what your capabilities are. Yeah. So, it's best as a person to have a room for self-forgiveness. I mean, forgiveness is the best gift you can give yourself. If you forgive something or someone or yourself, it doesn't hurt. Okay, let me put it this way. If you don't forgive something or someone or yourself, it doesn't hurt the other person, it doesn't hurt the other thing, it hurts you the most. So that's why I say forgiveness is the best gift you can give yourself. Wait, I want to know, according to you, what can you say about depression? What are your views on it?
According to my understanding, depression is a state of mind, a sadness, which you cannot explain. One day you just wake up feeling like sad, and it continues and continues and continues, and it feels like you're being swallowed in your own life. It comes from trauma. We self-deprecate ourselves. Like you said, we don't forgive ourselves. It's a learning process. It's slow. We have to understand that going to therapy, seeing therapists, it's not taboo. It actually helps. And most people that die actually from depression, it's not because like they want to die. I think it's because they feel misunderstood. They feel as if dying will solve them from their pain. And people think that they're doing this for attention, whereas they cannot control themselves at all. So yeah, it's a misconception, especially from our parents too, thinking I'm sad, and then they'll be like, you want attention or everything. But then in general, the way we take care of our phones, making sure it doesn't go to 0%, it's the way we should take care of our mental health. So taking care of ourselves, make sure every day or sometime in the week you take care of yourself, you know, have time to yourself, get off social media, you know, connect in your inner feelings, and yeah, get to the root of problems.
Let me give a view of how I deal with it, because like I said, I'm a survivor. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying it's not going to happen again. I'm just saying it happened and I dealt with it. Now it's better. It's no longer a slippery slope like the last time. So I suffered from depression 5 months without me noticing. Yeah, it sounds stupid, but it's true. And I used to call it high-functioning depression, where everything else around you functions as normal, but you as a person, everything is just falling apart. So my issue was, I'm not sure what exactly caused the matter, but I saw that everything was no longer going according to plan. Relationships with family, friends, and everything was falling apart. I myself was no longer achieving what I set myself to achieve. So let me just connect with myself, my inner self, because there's no one that can fix this issue except for myself. So I was like, it's the 5th month now. I'm not gonna let it compound into the next year. So I'm gonna take this month to focus on what started it in the first place and eliminate that so it can eliminate all the other factors. So basically, that's my advice to everyone. If you suffer from this issue, don't try to go into another thing thinking you can solve the first thing. Solve the first thing first, then it can ease your way into everything else.
Touching on that, I think it goes to the thing of social media. Everyone is portrayed perfect bodies, whatever. Exactly. And then, yeah, you set yourself an unreachable standard. Why am I not perfect? Why don't I look like this? You lead yourself towards starvation, leading to anorexia, depression, and yeah.
So we have a few questions here. What can you say are the symptoms of depression, according to you?
Well, according to me, okay, symptoms, I guess, feeling sad, not like consistently. Like, I think also to recognize your root of like sadness is like, let's say in the morning when you wake up or in your phone or on your diary, just like state your mood every day for like 2 weeks. And then maybe after 2 weeks, you check how many days have you been sad? How many days have you been happy? And I think that will lead you to seeing whether you are sad or what. And also, yeah, crying for no reason, apparently.
There's this thing that they say is a symptom of depression. Taking frequent naps in the afternoon. Sometimes it doesn't mean you're bored. It just means you're depressed.
Yeah.
So that may be a symptom. Check it out. Another question. And I think it can be the last one. Can depression be prevented? Okay, according to me, it can't. It definitely can't be prevented. It's something you don't see coming. It's something you don't plan. It just comes, you feel. So yeah, it's something that can't be prevented, but it's something that can be treated and be dealt with. I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it just comes. You just have to deal with it early on. Don't allow yourself to be depressed although, yeah, it's hard. But then you can treat it. You can take antidepressants. There are many ways you can actually conquer this thing than actually, dying by yourself.
Yeah, inside. And although antidepressants may have side effects, it's better than committing suicide. You still have a life to live. Your life is not your own to take. So yeah, we've reached the end of the questions and it's probably the end of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host with the most, Lawrence. I'm with the amazing Chanel.